found. He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius. He scores! He scores at the buzzer, and the Nets win 120 to 118.
I think we see Willis coming out.
Here comes Willis.
Carter, over to Kidd. Baseline drive. Kidd throws it up. Oh! How did he do it?
Randle on the drive, stripped by Butler. Randle gets it back. Randle puts up a three. Bang! Bang! Randle knocks down the three with 7/10 of a second remaining.
With full court press coverage on all of the signings, trades, big games, and everything Knicks, Nets, and across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome back in to a new season of Pick and Pod. I'm Chaz McAdams here with Chris Carino and Owen Kelty. And yeah, that Mike Breen call on that Julius Randle buzzer beater just hits better every time you hear it. But we are back for a new season, the 2024-2025 NBA season is on the horizon, and we had to step in the studio and talk. So we'll be probably three of your main recurring characters on this podcast if you're just listening to it for the first time. But I just got to check in with the boys. How are we doing today?
Yeah, I think we're going to assume, along with Ben Oppenheimer and Will Jing and Mike Dembele, the NBA beat reporting
the beats
crew.
As well. Yeah.
We'll be three of the more prominent figures in the NBA beat reporting FUV world this year. I'm very juiced up, very excited. I know Owen was at Media Day last week along with me. Chaz had better things to do.
I had a task. Really, you got to stay enrolled at the school to work at the station.
This is true.
Rumored to be true.
But as I say, really good timing on Pick and Pod and starting Pick and Pod last night. I think the Knick game went a little under the radar due to playoff baseball and Monday Night Football, and I think, you know, there's some stuff to talk about there. And the Nets open up their season tonight in the preseason, so everything's kind of getting started up now, and just three guys who love ball love talking about ball.
I mean, you saying the Nets season starting is like a threat. Like, I feel threatened by you saying that the Nets are back. Like, it's just not anything anyone should be excited about.
Wow. You say that like that isn't my point of view on every Knicks season of the last two decades.
Yeah, but you forget about the past and you look forward to the future.
Exactly.
The Knicks are
exactly
back.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm juiced up, because the Knicks season's back. We have Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, best team in the league.
I hope that goes well.
Oh, wait.
I hope
what?
It is going to go well.
Say, run that back.
Best team in the league.
Best team in the league?
Best team in the league.
Best team in your division? Question mark?
Yeah.
Best team within an hour? Question mark?
Within an hour.
Yeah, yes, within an hour.
Within an hour.
Oh, wow. You guys are very confident. You guys are very confident they're better than Paul George, Joel Embiid.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Way
for
better.
Sure.
That's
for
insane
sure
to me.
Nah.
You think Trenton Wofford is going to be better than the Sixers this year?
I don't remember ever saying the Nets are better than anybody.
Got to throw Stray out
just
there.
Seems like, it just I mean, seems yeah like Owen being annoying. Anyway.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Is anything new? but
love the energy.
But
to open the pick and
pod. Also, you also don't know ball if you're not excited for this Nets season, because it'll be 82 games of Cam Thomas, and that just at a lowest percentile, that is good entertaining ball. All right. All right.
Yeah, but I mean,
all right.
Nice little Cam Thomas.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm fine.
What did Cam Thomas say? He has nothing left to prove.
No,
I think
he didn't say
he
that.
Said
that. I think that's a quote.
He didn't say that.
That is a quote from. Yeah, he did.
I'll bet you $8,000 you have misquoted that, like $8,000.
He got it from Hoodie Mello, bro. It's a reliable source.
Yeah.
Right?
My bad. That's like CBA Centel.
Yeah, NBA Centel. Yeah,
they got
for sure.
They got blocked by LeBron yesterday. Big moment
that
in NBA
big
history.
News. Huge. That's big news.
I am also very excited. The Boston Celtics are the reigning NBA championship. The reigning NBA champions. I'm so excited I can't even speak. I've thought about the Celtics winning the championship every single day since they won it, and I won't stop until a new champion is crowned. So very, very excited for this NBA season as a whole. But yeah, let's talk about the Knicks. I would say, this is an opinion of mine, the bigger title contender in the tri-state area, or in the city of New York, I'll say.
What?
In the city of New York.
I think
I don't like this whole episode. I don't like how this episode has started.
We got to talk about the Knicks.
The Knicks are better than the Nets, right?
They are.
Chaz,
I mean,
you wanna, like,
they are.
I'll throw you out the window. Like, what are we doing? Like, I know.
Okay, Charles Barkley, relax. But
threw somebody out a window?
Yeah, that's like a famous story. Whoa. He grabbed someone by a like a random guy at a bar and threw them out of a window.
I think I've heard that. The only actual like prominent window glass breaking moment in my head I have is when Shawn Michaels threw his Marty
Jannetty at
Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Bruce Beefcake's barbershop. Oh my God, dap me up, Chaz.
Come on.
That was
but
fantastic.
Also
that was
when
fantastic.
I think glass breaking, I think WWE, I think Stone Cold entrance.
That's true. It's true. That, on
but,
an audio level. Go
but
on,
Marty Jannetty, shout out the Rockers.
Yeah, shout out Chaz pulling out some WWF
they don't even
knowledge.
Know. They don't
not
even know.
WWE, WWF knowledge.
Yeah, lore. True. Lore. True. Not the Panda logo.
No, no, not the worldwide wildlife fund.
Yeah. So, the New York Knicks. Karl Anthony Towns is a New York Knick. See ya, Dante DiVincenzo. See you, Julius Randle. I want to start with Owen and then go to Chris because I think they're going to have two different perspectives on this trade. I want to see, like, how do we feel as someone that started the nucleus of winning in New York in Julius Randle? I know, like, people say whatever they want about his playoffs, but that first Knicks getting the 5 seed, 2021,
2019? After
21.
The bubble.
After the bubble, 2021. That was Randle. So I want to get your perspective and your thoughts on how you feel.
Let's see how realistically positive, or let's see how realistically optimistic Owen can be, and let's see how realistically pessimistic I can be.
I think we need to put an "un" in both in front of both of those realistics. But go ahead, Owen.
I mean, I did not like the trade at first. I was not a big fan of it. I did not like trading Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo for him. I'm a big Cat hater. Have been
Tom Thibodeau.
Just like Tom Thibodeau.
Just like his head coach.
Have been a Cat hater the entire time, most of his career. But the more it got more away from the trade, I started thinking about it. Like
Coping.
You know, Julius Randle, also a big Julius Randle I hate out of me. We've had a lot of heated discussions about Julius Randle and where he ranks in the NBA. Overall, we did give up. Dante DiVincenzo is arguably like the best bench shooter in the NBA, and then Julius Randle is just the guy that's been here the whole time. So I didn't like it at first, but now after seeing him play, seeing him in uniform, He is the best big man shooter in the league. That spacing is going to be incredible with Jalen Brunson. You just have to question the depth of this team now. Off the bench, you have Deuce McBride and then, like, Campaign. And we got Precious Achiuwa, you know, goated. Precious Achiuwa can be a dog sometimes, but then sometimes, you know, can be painful to watch. So you have to question their depth right now. But overall, anytime you can get a star player like Karl Anthony Towns for Julius Randle, who was going into a contract year, was going to get traded eventually, and Dante DiVincenzo, who not easy replaceable. I mean, I like the trade. Don't love it. I would have preferred any other star, superstar in the NBA that you could have traded for with those players.
You would have preferred any other star?
Like
Tatum?
Anyone but Jason Tatum.
You would have... Wait, what is that?
I would have rather had
Cole
Anthony Towns
than
Jason
Tatum.
All
right, well, you're dumb.
See, we'll get into it.
I hate Jason Tatum on par with life itself, but I would rather have him than
we did have an hour-long debate before this about Jason Tatum that got pretty heated.
Jalen Brown's still better.
Jalen Brown's better, but adding Karl Anthony Towns does make them the clear second-best team in the East when maybe Julius Randle. You don't agree with that?
No. Like, what do you mean the clear? Like,
they're so much better than
it's just propaganda because you're just trying to convince people into thinking that. You don't actually believe
that. I do believe that. I think they're going to be better than the Celtics. Their spacing is off the charts. They are going to be a good team.
Like, they're going to be good. They're going to be a great team.
They have two elite wing defenders.
I don't know if I can do this.
They have two elite wing defenders, the best shooting big man, the best point guard in the NBA, and then Deuce McBride.
Go back. Start that from the beginning. You're the best what?
Two of the best wing defenders.
He looked like it last night. Mikal get blown by, seven times?
We're talking about preseason highlights versus the Hornets.
It's live play.
So we're playing less hard in the preseason. Okay,
100%.
Good to know that they're playing.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yeah, because the Knicks are so gritty.
Good to know.
The Knicks are so gritty.
We lost all our grit.
We have no more grit. We're based on aura and talent now. No more grit.
What happened to the power of friendship?
That's gone.
Yeah, because Leon Rose definitely cared about the Villanova Knicks.
Yeah, he cared about that a lot. He cared about that a lot.
He traded Dante DiVincenzo like a bag of chips.
And DiVincenzo and Randle definitely still wanted
to be there. Oh, so Karl-Anthony Towns is a bag of chips.
For sure. Go ahead.
Karl-Anthony Towns is a bag of chips. All right. Best shooting big man
in
the NBA.
I mean,
right now.
Yeah, Cat.
Kevin Durant died.
Not a big man. He's a wing.
Kevin Durant's a wing?
I mean, Kevin Durant
is 7 feet tall.
Yeah, but he's not a big man. He's not a center.
Sometimes he runs the two, bro.
He sometimes runs
absolutely
the one.
A wing.
I'm going through my Rolodex right now. Porzingis is a better shooting big man.
No.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Karl-Anthony Towns is a way better shooter.
What, from how far he shoots it? His efficiency is objectively higher than Katz's.
Yeah, but a better three-point shooter.
A better shooter.
I'm disagreeing with you.
That's wrong. Katz's one of the best shooters in the league, period.
No, I disagree.
Karl-Anthony Towns shot 41% from three last year.
Not in the play. He shot 23% in the playoffs.
Playoffs are fake.
Shout out, probably a quote from Julius Randle.
I feel like
that's
the opposite of how that works, actually. I feel like the playoffs are real.
He's better teammates now than he did before.
Does
how does that? How does that? Yeah,
he's gonna get more open shots.
I mean, like
he doesn't have he
has a player
as good as
Anthony. He's
playing the center now. Which, when you look at his career,
yeah, definitely.
Yes, Jalen Brunson's better.
Definitely.
And when you look at Kat's career, he's a better center.
Jalen Brunson's insanely good. So is Ant. Wait, what? Jalen Brunson's
better than
Kat.
Not Kat.
No, better than Ant.
I can make a real argument right now. Ant's the best player in the NBA.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You're wrong.
This is
You're
Angel.
So wrong.
Angel, I need someone to confirm my reality right
now.
Angel, quick.
Hop on mic
insane,
number three.
Right?
Hop on mic number three.
I don't even
want to
get Kurt involved because I know he'll be on my side, but this is crazy.
Ant has
Brunson
no argument.
Objectively better than Edwards? That's insane to me.
It's
as
true.
Angel's,
I think it's close, but I think Jalen Brunson is better.
No.
Yes.
No.
What's your argument for Anthony Edwards?
And second option, Naz Reid is better than any second option this Knicks team has.
Well, Kat's now the second option.
No, yeah. That's not what I mean. I mean for Kat in a situation, yeah. Like, what was that?
But the spacing's better, though. Having OG and Mikal Bridges as wing shooters is better than having a ball-dominant Naz Reid.
Yeah, Jaden McDaniels on the wing. It's like
Jaden
McDaniels
is who else?
So overrated.
What do you mean, who else?
He had Rudy Gobert clogging the paint. Kat's moving back to center. He was better as a center.
You think he's a center? Angel.
Mike 3, Angel.
My bad, guys.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, I get mixed up. Chris, say that point one more time.
They think objectively Brunson's clear of Anthony
Edwards.
Clear
I
is
said,
crazy.
I said he's better.
I heard clear from somewhere.
Better. I have to deal with Anthony Edwards in the West as is, and you think Brunson is better than him clearly?
I think there's an argument he might be the best player in the NBA. And
no, because he's not even the best player in the West.
There's an argument.
He's the best player in the West.
There's an argument.
You have Jokic and Shea and Luka.
I don't think any three of those guys are as good as
you don't think Jokic is as good as
Luka?
No. Chris, I don't know about this now. I can't help you with that.
Just because they have Aura as their corporate sponsor
time has
doesn't
to
mean that makes him
time
better.
Time has to catch up with me on this take. It's not the other way around. Like
I've ever heard.
Do you think it is crazy? He could take the jump to be the best player in the league, but people also have to take steps back. If everyone progresses, he's like top
league
six?
Minimum 10-year. You give me 5 10-year contracts in front of me with league minimums on them, and those five players, I'm taking Ed Edwards.
Obviously,
I'm sorry.
He's the youngest.
And to me, that's the better.
Yeah, that's
best.
That's biased.
He's the
youngest. Off.
All of them 22 years old. I'm taking Ed Edwards.
And all at the
same
level?
Talent right now and 10
years. No. All of their 22, like all of them when they were 22.
Oh, well, yeah. And like is the best at his age. He's the best young player.
I'm taking them in both of the scenarios you guys are trying to paint right now. I'm taking him in both.
He's
all 22 and right now all of them just with contracts in front of him.
I can't give you that.
Like I think Ant is not just good for his age. He's obviously one of the best players in the league. I think Jalen Brunson is he might be the best point guard in the NBA.
No,
yeah, 100%. No,
I think he might be.
Again, I'm gonna
best point guard East.
Back.
Sure,
I'm gonna run it back. Did Wardell Stephen Curry
best
decease?
Best point guard in the
did
East.
Did Shai Gilgeous Alexander
best point
decease?
Guard in the
Thank
East.
You. Thank you.
Best point guard in the East.
That's better.
Think about it.
That's better.
No, he's better than Dame.
Yes, 100%.
Dame is
Dame is low key
washed.
Dame sucks.
Dame is
Dame. All right,
it's not that he sucks.
Damian Lillard sucks.
It's not that he sucks, but Brunson is just better.
Damian Lillard is washed.
Come on now.
Okay, we need that. We need both of those clipped for a few months from now.
For Jalen Brunson is the best point guard.
Can't wait
till
they lose in the regular season twice.
I don't think
Hornets.
Either of you understand how implemented I am in the Halliburton better than Brunson
Twitter
space. Oh no! I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying.
No, you're a main
I'm
proponent
just,
of
I'm in
it.
There.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just one of them has a gold medal. That's all I'm saying. One of them did something this summer.
When did the gold medal have anything to do with who's better?
He didn't play. It was a joke.
Jalen Brunson
didn't play.
Broken hand.
These Knicks fans are so sensitive.
I'm a Thunder fan. That's why I had to take back that Brunson's the best point guard in the league.
I agree with you.
You're
fighting in the trenches. Shea's better than Jalen.
You said Anthony Edwards is better than Shea.
That's debatable.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my god.
That's debatable.
He is. What?
No, he's not.
So good.
Shea's gonna win the MVP next year.
Jason Tatum.
I've been hearing that for
3 years. Jason Tatum's not
winning
MVP.
That's not 3 years.
You've been hearing
it started last year.
This is the third year I'm hearing that Shea's gonna win the MVP.
No, they just got good last year.
Who is saying about Shea? Who was saying
he's going to win the MVP better than him.
All right, I got to get this podcast back on track. I got to get this podcast back on track.
Though.
This obviously. Are the cameras on? Because this is TikTokable. You're recording on Do I Trust You on OBS? All right. Shout out Kurt Sippel.
Who's back there? Kurt? Yeah, definitely Kurt. You definitely trust Kurt. Who would you trust?
I don't see the light on.
We're in the Mets jersey. Mets will be losing today.
But it's chill.
So we have a lot to talk about today. Chris has a hard out at 3:30. It is weird to see. I think so. Give your opinion on the trade.
I was literally like, what is the topic? My thing, and I've heard other people talk about this, including some people at the Ringer. You put yourself in the mindset of Minnesota. You lose to that Dallas team last year. You are as close as you can get to the finals. You have this young roster who looked electric. You talk chemistry-wise, you talk on the court-wise, there just seemed to be some synergy there. Now you get rid of your second-best player for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo.
Their payroll, though, they couldn't make it work.
It's a great move.
I think it's a great move for Minnesota. I would say,
having a secondary playmaker is going to be fantastic in Dante off the bench, and that's my main concern for the Knicks. Is that I don't trust Miles McBride to run a second unit.
I don't trust any team who their best bench player is Deuce McBride.
Deuce McBride is a very good player.
What does that mean in context of what?
I would trust him to run a bench unit
as a second unit. I think I think he's a good third.
Oh, and there's unit. There's not been an NBA team in history that has made the playoffs with a bench that looks like the Knicks. Let alone
that's not true.
Compete.
Look at their bench is not bad.
It's really bad.
It's not bad.
Your third best player is Cam Payne. It's not good.
Third best player off the bench is Cam Payne?
Yes. It's not a good bench. That's no way that's a good bench.
Good.
And your fourth
bad.
Is Jericho Sims.
A bench would be bad if their third best player was Cam Payne and the first two were Michael Jordan and LeBron. That would still be a bad bench. They have Deuce McBride and Precious Achiuwa at him.
It's a mid bench. It's not a bad
They're
bench.
They're as deep as a kiddie pool.
That's not true at all. Yeah, this bench is good. Not good. It's mid.
There's not one
and it can
traditional
get
center on the roster, by the way, because Mitchell's going to get moved for Grayson Allen, I hope.
That is not that's not even happening.
It would center all of my hate.
We're
in one
still
place,
also looking
fantastic.
Into getting more players.
Grayson Allen on the Knicks. Can you think
of
more?
For you, that's in. I might for
just,
you, that's insane.
Oh my god!
And then,
I can't
and
wait
then,
till
and
you
then,
take out Jason. Tatum.
And it would honestly be
I'm speechless.
Also, it would be more hate. If the Giants, or you're a Giants fan, I guess.
Seahawks fan.
The Giants draft Cam Ewers. Quinn Ewers.
No, I don't, I'm not a Quinn guy, though.
Oh, really? You're an Arch guy.
I am an Arch guy, but I don't think they're, I don't think you have to, there's only one. I don't think you can be only one. I've never thought Quinn is that great.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not College Gridiron or NFL Friday. Shout out NFL Friday and College Gridiron.
Cam Ward will be the quarterback in New York next year, for the record. Just to end that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the Patriots are going to draft at one, but we'll figure it out.
Whoa, quarterback, you think?
I don't know.
Whoa.
No. I don't know. We'll see how the rest of the season goes.
First pick and they don't take Travis Hunter, someone's going
to I know. Okay. But I need to see, because Drake's going to play the next 7 games, and then we'll see what happens.
Take Jalen Brunson first overall in the NFL draft.
That'd be good. Oh, I'm going to take Tommy Castellanos out of BC and, literally shoot myself. Yeah. Okay, so there is...
Tim DeMorat first overall.
There is... a lot to consider with this trade in terms of what it does for title contenders in their respective conferences, because both teams are contenders to go to the finals, objectively. Knicks and Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Objectively, both able to go to the finals. I think it's a great move for Minnesota because I think if you're going to go with a center, you have to pick one philosophy. Either you're going to do the five out because it's just like the problem with Anthony Davis, which is why I'm happy for the last few years of Darvin Ham, and I think J.J. Redick's going to hold him more accountable. Guys that can space are more valuable at the five than they are the four because they can draw non-traditional guys out. There's too many dynamic power forwards in the league to have a stretch four be like the Swiss, the linchpin in your offense, you know what I mean? Power forwards are too athletic defensively. You have to have those bigs play the five. So I think it's a good move for Minnesota in order to say we're not going to try to have our best player who is used the best when he's drawing mismatches on the perimeter, have him play against worse matches for him offensively, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to have him playing against more athletic people that can guard on the perimeter. So I think if you're going to go for a center, go with a – Rudy Gobert's a good player, bro. There's a reason he gets contracts. There's a reason he goes in the league. There's a reason he's a four-time defensive player of the year. He is
a liability in the playoffs, though, every year.
Yeah, like so was Kat from the three-point line.
And when he fouls 40 feet from the basket when they're up three. He's all first-team dumb foul.
Tom Thibodeau will fix that. No, he won't.
That's not how that works, and he's already tried.
Kat had some of his best years under Tibbs, and then they hit each other.
Just to like put a book note on my – just to like kind of bookend my mistake, this Knicks kind of talk, I really hope they stay healthy.
The Knicks.
I pray they stay healthy, because when it implodes in 7 months, I do not want to hear it's because of injuries.
I know.
I want to hear that. It's because of this team being constructed incorrectly and them getting their stomachs getting bigger than their eyes, and it's a fact.
I'm still
there's still a part of me that thinks they can implode this even further and do a Booker trade. That's still kind of in the back of my head.
There's nothing left.
Trade Josh Hart or something.
The well is empty. The only possible trade now would be like a Marcus Smart or Bruce Brown.
So that's my perspective on the New York side is that at best, if everyone plays to their ceiling, it's a lateral move.
Yeah, I agree.
At best, it's a lateral move. If Kat has the same season in the regular season that he does last year, and even is an average playoff shooter, it's a lateral move. Julius Randle in the regular season will win you so many games with his dynamic offensive ability. Dante DiVincenzo, you said, one of the best bench shooters in the league, and also led your second unit. The way that New York is running their offense is so guard heavy. I know they have good defensive wings, but it's so reliant on guards running in and collapsing the defense that if you have Miles McBride doing that, I don't see how you can do the same offense without Jalen Brunson.
I would like this just in the airways, and even if we can clip it later in a couple months, Mikal Bridges is not going to have a good season. I'm the last person that should be saying this. I am, but I truly believe Mikal Bridges will have a disastrous season.
But what would you consider bad?
Ready? So the first half, or actually three quarters of the season last year, objectively, stats wise, numbers wise, analytically wise, the worst isolation offensive player in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like the worst by stat. I don't think that's how his game will be played. It will be more on the catch and shoot.
His role will be different.
His shooting
it'll be like in Phoenix.
He is a better shooter in the media than he is on the court. That's a fact.
I love that take.
And also, just in general, his perimeter defense is not on the level of OG or Josh Hart. People think it is. It is not the same thing. I don't know if people just haven't watched him play basketball in 3 years.
I'm aware that he's not.
He went to the black hole known as Brooklyn, but he is not a good. Like, he's not a all-world perimeter defender.
Do you think? Because I think on-court fatigue, there's something to be said. Do you think because he took on so much more of an isolation-heavy role in Brooklyn that he maybe used up some of his gas on the offensive end that he could have saved in Phoenix for the defensive end?
Because he had to be a 20-point scorer in Brooklyn to try to win games. Now he doesn't have to do that.
He
was never scoring 20 a game.
His first year.
But he was trying.
That's what I'm saying. But he can also do that. Yeah. But he doesn't have to do that anymore. Now he's a third, fourth option.
Well, he never did anything. He doesn't have to try to do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that is the point. The attempts, I think, if he... And I think one thing Tom Thibodeau is really good at is defining players in their roles and making sure players know what their role in a squad is. That's how a young Jimmy Butler was able to come from Marquette and get so gritty in Chicago is because of a guy like Tom Thibodeau being like, this is why you are here to do this. Yeah. And if you don't do this, you will not play.
Right.
I think Tom Thibodeau is great at that. So I think if he goes, Mikhail, you see the third letter on the keyboard, that's number three. And you see two keyboard spaces down from that, that's the letter D, right? You're 3 and D. That's all you're here to do. I don't need more jab baseline cut to a air ball layup and suddenly the Nets are down 12 instead of 10. You know what I mean? He's like, I don't need to see that. So I think Thibodeau will put Mikhail in the mold he was built for, which is 3 and D. That's all we need.
And Tibbs is known, though, to put the players in the best position to succeed. Like, he's not going to put Bridges in a role that he knows he's going to fail at.
Telling you. It might be pre-Christmas. You're like, that. I can't believe that was the haul we gave him. We gave Brooklyn. I
disagree with you.
Because he's going to – I genuinely think at least on the offensive end, I don't think there's a crazy gap between him playing and whoever spot he's taking. Like, how much of a worse offensive player is DiVincenzo compared to Mikal? I think it's almost
not
the same.
I would say it is the same.
And is he like 30 times the defender, Dante?
Yes, 100%. Dante DiVincenzo.
Well, Dante
defender.
Was a bad defender. But, like, know, but what, like, he
there's no way that Bridges Hall is the difference. There's no way that Hall is the difference.
What rank defensively do you think he is perimeter-wise in the league, Mikal? As a perimeter defender,
I mean, he's around.
If you say in the top 20, I'm gonna be.
Really?
I was gonna say
like that.
I think he's in. I think he's in between 20 and 30.
After what he did,
but
in
like
Phoenix,
also look who he was playing with in Brooklyn.
The drop off
was
that bad in Brooklyn.
Even looking back on it, and this is a take I had. I can't do it now because obviously it's not in the moment anymore. But in Brooklyn, I remember looking back at his time in Phoenix and thinking it was a bit overrated.
But you don't think it'll help having OG Anunoby, who's probably the best?
It will.
Yeah.
And OG is what Knicks fans think Mikal is.
I think most Knicks fans agree that OG is a way better defender than Mikal.
I don't think. I think if you went outside the garden at any
and people
Knicks
would say
game,
Mikal is the same defender.
I don't know. I don't know how you would say that OG is a better defender or even a more valuable player when you look at the two hauls they just got for both those players. How is Mikal the worst player?
It's cool. I would say the haul is almost equal for the both players. Emmanuel Quickly and RJ Barrett. Is the same as probably what? What did we give you, 4 firsts?
7 first-round picks.
Pick swaps don't count.
What are you talking about?
And like, some of those are heavily protected.
Pick swaps don't count. Tell the Nets that.
When we're going to be better than you still? Like, what are you going to swap with?
You're going to be better still in a decade.
Yes.
That's not necessarily true.
That, what do you mean not necessarily? It's not true.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, the Nets front office is known to make bad decisions.
Like, you're going to send those picks to someone else.
Not
for...
in the last, like, couple years. Like,
oh, what?
Ever since the Harden trade, I really haven't seen poor GM mistakes from the Nets. Really haven't. Oh, and you had such a visible reaction, to name an example.
They didn't trade Mikal Bridges. The deadline would have gotten way more.
No, we wouldn't
They could have gotten, like, what all their picks back, plus...
No, we wouldn't have.
Oh, my God. What's
we
the
wouldn't
name?
Have.
Your brain
there, there is zero chance we would have gotten a bigger...
They
do you know how big
back.
The haul we always got? We got all our picks back.
Not from us.
Yes! Name one net pick you have.
You got all your Rockets picks back?
Yes!
What trade?
What do you mean, what trade? What is happening right now? It was a three-way for the Mikal trade. And we got like two Houston picks back. The only thing I could possibly, the only argument you could possibly
Kurt's
have.
Freaking out.
The only
Kurt's a Nets and Mets
The
man.
Only
I
argument
is silence.
The only argument you could possibly have is we had a Jalen Green offer on the table.
Yes,
at the
that's
deadline.
What I was talking about.
But that was like two first-round picks in Jalen Green. If you think that is a bigger haul than the trade, than the haul that we got, then you just didn't see that.
I mean, and also Jalen Green's probably going to be out of the league before that 10-year
window.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, dude. Jalen.
I mean,
Green's
I don't. I like Jalen Green. He's making me not like Jalen Green right now just because of the situation he has me in, but yeah, I'll agree.
I think Jalen Green's a bum. Okay, that's how we feel about the trade. This is still getting off track. Let's talk opening night. We gotta talk opening night.
Preseason opening night?
No. Real opening night.
We gotta talk about Celtics, Knicks at TD Garden. Me and Owen.
And Nets Bucks. I'll be
Nets
there.
Bucks.
Nets Bucks, baby. Fire me up.
I'm fired up.
Operation capture the flag.
Yeah. So. Better than any player on your team. Go on.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, definitely.
You would trade Flag for Brunson in 3 milliseconds.
I wouldn't
Go
trade
on.
Jalen Brunson for anyone in
that's
the world.
That's not true at all. Go on.
I said I wouldn't trade RJ Barrett for Luka at one point. So.
That's all I have. That's you proved my point for me. Go
so,
on.
So, me and Owen have.
That's an insane. You recorded that into a microphone?
Probably at some point.
That is hilarious.
So bad.
I want that clipped on my as a live photo on my
wallpaper. I was like, if the Kings didn't trade Mark, because we knew Ayton was going one. I was like, if the Kings drafted Luka instead of Bagley, it would have been the worst decision the franchise ever made. I was such a Luka hater in Europe. I don't know. I think I'm just like a nationalist.
Yeah, I think so.
So, Celtics Knicks opening night. Me and Owen, I think we have a little wager on the table. We were talking about it before. I think it's
probably
gonna
be to pick 'em.
It's gonna be Bleach.
Bleach your hair.
Bleach. Loser.
Winner.
So
bleaches their hair.
Money line. What? Loser bleaches their hair.
Knicks Celtics opening night.
Knicks Celtics
Knicks
opening
win.
Night. Handshake on air.
He's bleached.
You're in trouble, dude.
Nope. Winning. Opening night.
Ring night.
You're in trouble, dude.
Yeah.
What? You say? Angels got something.
Oh, we got it on. Yeah. We got it. Yeah. So, I think it has to be Bleacher Beach because I just 100%. Don't see. I honestly don't see the way. I don't see like.
I don't see where we lose.
Could the Celtics go 82-0 this year?
No. And the funny way is the way the wager started was if
Nemus
Kedda Porzingis won
healthy now.
Nemus Kedda starting like.
Yeah. No Porzingis game one.
Dude, Al Horford's a beast.
You guys could get more creative than Bleach.
No, we'll do Bleach. We're gonna do Bleach.
You can get more. I'm like in my head.
I would do the other team's logo. I would do the other team's logo dyed in your hair.
You just gave me another idea.
No, we already fought that one out.
Because you live together, either you pick whatever the other person wears for an entire week every day, or the other person has to wear the other team's stuff for the entire week.
Because
you both have the other team's stuff. You have a lot of Knicks stuff. He has a lot of Celtics.
I'd make you wear a Tatum jersey for 7 days straight.
That would be. There's no equivalent.
See,
because
the thing is,
no.
I like.
I'm wearing a Jalen Brunson WWE shirt.
The difference is,
what do you mean?
From when he went to SummerSlam or whatever.
I remember, but yeah, when he was with Halliburton, you were there.
No, my boy got it for me. He was there.
So the difference is, I
cool.
love
I
the
lie.
Difference is I love Jalen Brunson. I love Jalen.
That's
Brunson.
What I'm saying. Like, there's no equivalent.
Yeah, I
because even Tatum was bad for me too.
Tatum.
I couldn't do that.
I think Bleach is fair. That's a fair one. That's
I
like
just,
a month.
I just the two of you, I would expect more creativity.
No, Bleach is good. Bleach is gonna be good, dude. Bleach is gonna be crazy for him.
Full
not for
head.
Me, at
for
least I'm
him.
Shaved.
He's bald,
dude.
Man.
I'm shaved. I can look like Eminem and be like hot. Like he's gonna look like Hansel
also, I think in
from
general,
Hansel and Gretel.
People are less surprised by a drastic physical change in Chaz than they are in Chaz just be doing that. You know what I mean?
See, but I'm not gonna be
that's
the
our
one.
First FUV
Chaz just
Chaz
be
doing
that.
I won't be the one with the bleach head.
But you will
after game one.
You will look like the villain in Die Hard 7.
You're gonna be so sad when not only do you have bleach hair, but then you're like, oh my god, the Knicks are nowhere near as good as I thought they were. That's gonna be brutal.
See, if you're right about how bad the Knicks will be, I'll shave my head and bleach it again at the end of the year.
What is
under 60 wins?
What?
What are you doing? 60 wins?
Is that a lot?
Their over under is 47.5 on certain apps.
What do you mean?
It's like 52.
That's two games above 500. You're saying they're the best
52.
Team in the NBA.
Their over under is 52 wins. That is not two games over 500.
56.
You just said 400.
Under 56 wins.
Under 56 wins.
For the best team in the NBA. For the best team in the NBA. Under 56 wins for the best team in the NBA.
You said they're the best team in the East.
You said
I'm
the best team in the
56.
NBA.
I think they won like 50.
53.
Go under 52.5.
Not to shave and bleach my hair. I thought he was going to go with that they'll be a 500 team.
No.
That's how you were talking about
this
them.
This is the most – I'm going to stand up. This is the most Knicks fan thing of all time to be going for 10 minutes about how they're the best team in the
I
NBA. And then when you want to put your money where your mouth is –
I already did.
It's, well, I need it to be
–
the record to be
game.
500.
That's one game.
I need the record to be 500. I need the record season. To be – you don't even have enough faith in them to be over 500. You were saying they're the best team in the NBA.
Do 50
20
wins.
Minutes ago.
Over under 50 wins.
That is delusion at its highest –
You're such a loser. You're such a loser.
With you
it's delusion at the highest degree to say they're the best team in the NBA in 20 minutes. The over-under is 54.5. If you actually have confidence in this team.
I don't think they're going to win over 54 games.
But you said
you're
the best
a loser
team in the NBA.
For that. You're such
I think
a loser.
I think they'll win the
but
final.
They're better than the Celtics.
You're a loser for that.
Yeah.
They're better than the Celtics, but they're not going to win 54 games.
They get 50 wins. You have faith they get 50 wins.
You're such a loser, Owen.
I don't want to hear one
you're
thing from you.
OG Anunoby's hamstring is barbecue
See,
chicken.
Is so, you're
Celtics
so
are 58
right.
and
a half. It's so Knicks.
I don't,
it's so
the most
Knicks.
It's
so
most Knicks thing ever.
Not enough.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to see
enough.
Instagram story repost. I don't want to see any
you
of it.
You hate the Knicks. You
not
hate
enough
the Knicks.
To shave my head.
You hate the Knicks.
I don't have it. I'm not putting my faith in that team.
But
do
you say they're better than the defending champs?
I can say that, but I'm not putting my hair on the line.
It's the most Knicks fan.
That is so fraudulent.
That is not fraudulent.
To be boisterous and then when there's actual consequences. On the line
you
to pull back. That's
you literally just
game.
Said
I accepted consequences.
The most
Knick
thing of
for
all time.
One game.
I'm going to do every
time.
Game. I'm just going to keep shaving my head over and over again. Every Knicks loss, I'll just shave my head. How about that?
You know I'm right though.
That's so Knicks.
That's the most Knick thing of all time.
Wow, you just hate the Knicks.
Within 20 minutes, they're the best team in the NBA. I don't know if they'll get to 500.
I never said that they wouldn't.
Best team in the NBA. So the best team in the NBA won't get 50 wins.
I'm ludicrous, but I'm consistently ludicrous. I'm not like this.
This is manic.
Manic.
This is bad for you. This is a bad look.
Is everything going okay?
You look like a loser right now.
You do. You look like a major
Travis
loser.
Scott is going to freaking hate you.
Yeah. He's gonna point out that kid and be like, that kid looks like an Owen. I hate him.
It's going to be the only time Travis is going to stop a concert for something.
Yeah. Wow. Anyways. But yeah, no, the Knicks are the Knicks not only don't have the faith of Owen Kelty, if they don't have the faith of Owen Kelty, who do they have the faith of?
Exactly.
I have faith in them. Just
does
not
that
enough,
sound like it.
Not enough faith.
You can't say you have faith and then you don't think they're going to get to 500. That's
for
not faith.
I never
wins?
Said they wouldn't be. I thought you were saying that they would be a 500 team.
50 wins.
50 wins.
50?
Dude, 50 wins.
They won 50 last year.
No, they won. Didn't they win like 53?
Oh, but they won 50.
But they got
exactly.
better. But
you
better.
Disagreed with Chaz saying it's a lateral move.
But they got better.
You disagreed with Chaz saying it's a lateral move.
I never let me finish with that point I was going to make. I was going to say I think it's a lateral
finish,
move, but
like
I
the
think
Knicks.
Their players are like, I think Jalen Brunson's going to have a better season.
Then they'll have more wins, right?
That's banking on injuries and everything like that.
It's gone in 15 seconds.
I'm not doing it.
Wow.
No, go hair for hair, bro.
You would
Carino,
do it?
Carino
you
with a shaved head?
You would be willing to yeah. shave your bleach
for
your head 50,
for
50
shaving
for 50
Knicks
wins?
For 50
Knicks
wins?
Do it.
Make Carino
see,
shave
I have
and
way more
head.
Confidence in the Knicks being poor than him. The Knicks being
you
good.
You hate the Knicks.
That's a lot of wins.
That's my confidence right there. That's in my stomach. You can go, yeah, Angel. You do, stop pointing at yourself and speak.
It's on the different mic. It's on mic three.
It's on mic three. Go on.
All I'm saying is, I would get in this bet as an OKC fan if you do the over under on my team.
Dude, we're giving you less over that less than their season.
50.
This is
wins?
Less than
what
the sports
book is
giving.
I'm not doing it anymore. No,
no
he said it was. I had
wait,
it in space.
Angel
I gave
say?
It to him.
I zoned out for like a second. I got.
He zoned out.
I got. No, I got a text.
This kid is
zoned
in trouble.
Out, just like Jalen Brunson. Come September.
Yeah, come whenever he
man. All I'm hearing in the back is that you have no faith in the Knicks. Like
you
I personally, I'm.
You hear? I have a lot of faith in the Knicks being bad. Like I have that's I have so much more faith
wins,
than the Knicks like, being bad than him them
50
being good.
Wins dude it's less than
get
what
Kurt
you're
Mike.
Expected
I see, yeah,
to
get
that
get
is Sipple crazy
Kurt Sipple our other resident Net fan one of the eight of us that's around what up Kurt?
Owen if I had confidence in my team which usually I do I would take the bet
why
I would take the bet
oh wait Kurt 2021 with Katie and Kyrie you would have took over 50
wins I'm taking
yeah.
the bet
no,
I'm
I
taking the bet
I would took 60 wins
I'm taking the bet I'm taking the
you
bet to shave my head
you taken over under 60
I'm taking the bet to shave my head
we just tend to have more confidence in the team we support
I enjoy the team
none.
That I support
he's just a
fake fan he's just a fake fan
if I was a Knick fan I wouldn't have
just a fake fan
he's a fake fan and if I was a Knick fan I wouldn't have support in them either
if I see Owen Kelty on Twitter right now all I'm putting this video in the comments every time
oh yeah
I think your boy Colin might get this direct message to him to put on Knicks Muse on the whole.
I'm gonna put a bounty out on your
might
head.
Might pin this on the Knicks Muse homepage.
That I don't. I'm not willing to put my hair on the line for a
for
team.
For 50 wins when you're expected
might
to
pin
win
this
54
on
half?
The Knicks Muse Twitter page. It might have to get pinned.
That wow. I'm willing to put my hair on the line for 50 wins.
You're
I,
asking
I
the team to get the
Colin
same thing they did last year.
Right
you care more about your hair than you do the Knicks.
Chaz,
I care more about. I care
Colin
more.
Throw up right now.
They just have to repeat last season's success. It's 50 wins.
It's horrible. As a Net fan, I'm disgusted in you.
I am also disgusted.
50 wins.
This is pretty anti for 90.7 WFUV. This is pretty anti.
I'll do. I everyone's calling me out. 50.
I already said it's gone. I already said it's off the table.
Now who's?
I'll do it again. I'll bleach and blonde. I'll bleach and blonde with you.
No
under.
Eyebrows, blonde.
No
hair.
Oh,
just
no,
eyebrows.
No,
just
bad.
Eyebrows.
I won't do eyebrows. I'll do
just
I'll
eyebrows.
Do, I'll do buzz.
That would be crazy. Just
years.
Eyebrows?
No.
With brunette
no.
hair?
No, but I'm confident in the Knicks. I already have a you should put the deal back on the table for what? 50 wins.
I had it on the table for 2 minutes. You can't just go flip-flop now. If the moment is coming
make it
fast.
With Kurt or someone.
What?
Kurt,
what eyebrows?
No, hair.
No, hair. Bleach and buzz. Do a bleach and buzz
bleach
with
bleach and buzz?
Yeah. It'll be
what's
the summer.
The bleach if you're buzzing it.
I will go on the bet and say that the OKC can get over 50 wins.
Who has more wins, OKC or Knicks? You want to do that
oh,
bet?
Oh, wow.
That's a great
wow.
bet.
No, I think OKC has more wins.
In the West?
In the West, yeah.
You hate the Knicks.
I can't with this conversation
the
anymore, man.
The Thunder are a better team than the Knicks. That's I said the Knicks are the best team in the East.
You said in the NBA.
I don't remember saying in the NBA. I think the Thunder are going to win. I think why is Chris in there? I think the Knicks are the best
Chris,
team.
Chris, you got to come back. We got to get this pot. You got to get out of here in like 18 minutes.
Right
you
now, Chris.
You got to
come
back.
Back
Chris,
here,
Chris, come back.
We'll
Chris, come
50.
Back. 50. Come back. 50.
50 wins bleached.
50
buzz,
wins bleached.
50 wins buzz.
You had the opportunity. You
oh,
had
so
the
now,
opportunity.
Right. So now that I'm willing to do it.
Well, no, because you were like, oh, shaking.
Don't do that, Kelty. I had my money where my mouth was in your face for 5 minutes, and I heard nothing.
I think about it.
It's gone from 30 seconds to 2 minutes
yeah,
to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about
oh,
here?
Inconsistent, just like you.
I already put bleaching my hair on Knicks versus your so-called best team in the NBA for game one.
So-called. They won the
championship. Owen, you cannot do that when you just said your favorite team is the best team in the NBA, and then we were like, hey, they might have 50 wins, and you were like, I don't know.
That's a lot of pressure right now to put 50 on before the season started.
Dude, it's four under their expected. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's bananas.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me, bro. You. That was a bad look for you and all Knicks fans, because you're their surrogate right now.
Yeah, you're their representative.
That's worse than me posing the formal. Two weeks before.
That's not. There's nothing. There's never a win for the Nets.
That's not true.
Not this year.
That's not true.
That was bad.
I'll put it back.
All right. Nah, see, you're good. See, no, you had your opportunity and you blew it. You blew it.
You blew it.
So, last segment of the show. I know I didn't tell you guys to prep this because I really want you. I didn't want you guys to have time to think about it. I want it to be really from your heart.
I hate this kid.
I want to go hot takes of the season. Like what is a hot take that you'll have that you think is going to come out this season?
Owen, you want to go first?
I need a break. You go.
I
can go first.
You can go first. I was just gonna say 2 years ago I had a hot take that that either the Kings or the Pistons were gonna make the playoffs. The Pistons were the worst team in the NBA, and the Kings did make the playoffs. So it's coming from a long line of cold and very hot takes.
Your MVP.
Don't say Tatum.
In 2024.
Don't say Tatum. You're the worst.
It's gonna be Jason Tatum.
You're the worst.
Coming on a revenge.
How is that a hot take?
So anyway. Because he's one of the most hated players in NBA.
Hated.
Media.
What does that have to do with anything? Hated.
Because the media helps vote on the MVP.
So you think it's a conspiracy against him why he hasn't won MVP?
Yeah. Why do you think a top five player in the NBA didn't play in the Olympics?
Because he couldn't contribute on the team in the way they wanted him
to. He contributed enough to lead
they just
an
have,
NBA Finals team in points.
Do you want a real answer to that? Because they have guys who are better than him at the roles that he does. That's why.
But I think they're like putting Tatum in a box at the forward like that. Like obviously, I think in that context, KD and LeBron could have played better than him. But they did.
What do you mean?
I think Tatum's more versatile than that.
Hasn't been a single day of Jason Tatum's life where he's been better than Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Not one day in his life. Not
when he dunked on LeBron.
Not
one second.
When he dunked on
right
LeBron.
Now, LeBron is better than Jason Tatum. Right now, Kevin Durant's better than Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Not one day in any of their lives has.
And will
Tatum
he ever
better.
Be? Better
well,
than
I didn't
any
say he's. I think he's okay. Gonna win. Like
once LeBron hits his 50s, MVP, he might. You know, once LeBron hits his 50s, Tatum might be better.
No.
Until then, I think we're
the MVP. It comes out in what May. So I mean, he could be better coming out. I think Jason Tatum's going to win the MVP. I think he's due. I think the Celtics are going to have the best record in the league, and I think they're going to win the championship again. Unbiased, obviously.
I got one.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy Butler gets traded by
pre-deadline?
Pre-deadline. Like a month before the deadline.
You know who has the highest Butler odds, right, in Vegas?
Philly? Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want that?
Him becoming a free agent, he's
having
35 years old.
One of the best veterans in the NBA as a part of our rebuild? Absolutely.
But you'd have
veterans
to pay him
part of
a
the
lot
rebuild.
Of money.
You know,
next
I think
year.
Would
we?
Give him bread.
He's going to get it.
And who else are we giving bread?
Save
I know,
it.
But like.
Stink. Save it and stink.
Like,
is he going to win us games? I don't think so.
So, but then why would you. Like, do you think
Jimmy
Butler is going to turn Cam Thomas into Jimmy Butler?
No, but I think he could help the development of someone like Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey for sure.
I agree.
Cooper Flagg.
Do you know what the odds are for them to land it?
No, I mean, I don't know as we
But you know
right
it's
now.
The, do you know the Nets have the
Brooklyn,
highest?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is a hot take because it would be, I'd be like, whoa, wow, that happened. But it's definitely something I can see in the future because I don't know what Miami is right now.
I don't
now.
Know either.
I think they're going to be bad.
I never know what bubble teams are. I never know what bubble teams are.
Or like the Hawks. I mean,
they'll be worse than the
What
Hawks.
Are the Hawks? Like Trae Young, sometimes right. I'm like, is
would
that
get
the
back
best?
For DeJounte Murray?
Like, well, when I see Trae, like.
DeJounte Murray does not play there anymore.
And I'm saying, would they get
they
back
get?
For him?
Oh, I don't even know. Was it? No, like nothing.
Nothing,
no.
Right?
I think it was picks. Ooh. Picks and maybe some bench guys.
Maybe the most underrated, under the radar.
Another hot take: Trae Young traded.
Where, LA?
I mean, it was always LA or San Antonio.
They are with Chris Paul there. I mean, like
Chris
he's not
there
for long.
One year.
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
I love Chris Paul there. I love Wembanyama. Oh, Wembanyama, Defensive Player of the Year. Easy enough.
He's going to win most
Cam
improved,
Thomas
too, for some reason. No.
Cam Thomas, all, like, dude, no.
No, I'm, like, actually serious.
Over
how
the
many,
guards?
How many wins do you think the Nets will have at that point?
At the point of the... Well, how many games is that?
That's halfway through the season.
Is
so
it 40?
40, 41 games.
They have...
You know, like call it out of 35.
12.
Because that's when they'll... 12 wins, and you think he'll be an all-star.
Yeah,
how many points...
He's going to average 33.
Okay,
on
so
what,
wrong.
20% shooting?
He's not that inefficient.
You're just...
To
again,
top 33 a game?
It's a very Knick fan thing to just pull something out of their ass like that, because he doesn't have bad...
He's not inefficient at all. I would say he's not super efficient.
He's not inefficient.
You just see on TikTok the ball hog narratives. And
he's inconsistent.
That's where all your knowledge
100%.
Is.
Inconsistent is valid.
Any players. Like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, he doesn't make every shot
No, but inconsistent is the fact that he's not going to average 33.
There are games where he looks like he could be an all-star, and then there are games that he really doesn't.
I think we get, like, 60 games of that this year, and then like 20 where he's not. And I think you could play 60 really good games and play 20 bad games and be an all-star.
I totally agree with that. But I mean, the decision gets made halfway through the season.
He's just gonna get too many. He's gonna get the ball too much, and there's just it's too.
You think he's that good of an isolation player that he can just blow
by?
He's
so good at isolation. Because
there's no one else on your there's no one else on your team that anyone has to guard.
No.
So you think he is good enough to blow by every team's best defender?
Yeah. It wouldn't even be necessarily set up that way. It'd be a team's best guard defender, and I think he could score against any guard.
How many points is Cam Thomas dropping on Mikal Bridges?
47.
What's it? Didn't he have
were you a big Mikal defender before the trade?
I was kind of neutral. I wasn't like out there like defending him. I think especially after the second year in Brooklyn, it was
how confident were you in the jump after that post KD trade?
I was kind of confident because I think I was...
Because the season ends and everyone's
trying to remember if I was excited about the no rebuild and like the mediocrity or I was upset about
it. Well, it was what, 11-13 after the KD trade?
Yeah.
That is the exact...
It felt like they were trying to do something and it felt like they were like their eyes were upfield toward the future. But I think everything that I thought that team was going through at that time, they're actually doing right now in a good way.
All right.
I gotta skedaddle.
Soon. Yeah, so I think we're good to close it out. This was a intense first episode. Games have not been played in the regular season.
I don't know
yet.
If we've had a better pick and pod, especially to start a season.
And we already have something
and
on
with
the line.
This squad, and we already have wagers on the line. I think that should be that's something I want to be consistent. It doesn't always have to be hair, but I think wagers, and then because it will attach this podcast to live streams that we can do with the group.
I would like to do a little NFL Friday spreadsheet situation if we could somehow figure it out, NBA.
Right. Well, something like that, predictions-wise, it will be good. I'm excited for the continuity of this podcast, especially with this group. But I think that is going to do it for us this week.
And keep a keen eye out for the other ball, Storm the Court, college basketball. Me, Annabelle Watson, and Chaz McAdams are going to be kind of working on that. So keep a keen eye out for that as well. Me and Chaz will be kind of all basketball, just kind of taking it over. And Owen will obviously be with us for the NBA.
Right. And keep an eye out for the beat reports. You know, it's myself, Chaz McAdams, Owen Kelty, and WFUV's own grad student Ben Oppenheimer for the Knicks. And then Chris Carino, Will Jing, and Mati Dembele taking the 4 train down to Atlantic Ave.
Should
in
be fun.
Brooklyn. It's going to be a great season of NBA hoops. So excited for this podcast. So excited for you guys. For Owen Kelty, for Chris Carino, I'm Chaz McAdams. See you next week on Pick and Pod.